Welcome back to the third podcast of the Climate Change Portal. I am Hannah, and together with my colleague Ryan, we will give you a good overview about the climate change and what we all can do about it. In the first two sessions, you have heard about what has led to the climate change and about the greenhouse effect and the ecological footprint. Now, we will speak about traffic and transportation and how much impact it has on the climate. And, of course, we will speak also about what you can do to help against the global warming.
More traffic leads to more problems. Traffic affects the climate in two main ways, by using energy and by producing gases. Let us talk first about using energy. Most vehicles use energy to move. They get energy from fuels, such as petrol or diesel. These fuels come from underground and are called fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are limited and will run out someday. Using fossil fuels also costs money and can cause conflicts.
The second effect of traffic on climate is that it produces gases. When vehicles burn fuels, they produce gases. Some of these gases are harmful and can make us sick. They are called air pollutants. Some of these gases can also make the earth warmer than it should be. They are called greenhouse gases. The most common greenhouse gas is carbon dioxide, CO2.
And what can you do? You might be thinking, what can I do? Well, you can do quite a bit to help. In this module, you will find useful tips to use less energy for transport. You will not only make your life better but also helping protect our planet for your kids and grandchildren.
Walking is great. The easiest and most natural way to move around is walking. It's healthy for us, and it doesn't harm the planet. So, if you can, walk to where you want to go. Walking is simple, and it can make a big difference. Let's find out 6 reasons why.
First, no pollution. When we walk, we don't need a car, and that means no pollution. Pollution makes the air dirty and harms us and the earth. When you walk, you're not part of that problem. Second, fresh air. When you walk, you get to breathe fresh air. Cars and trucks can make the air stinky, but walking keeps the air clean and fresh.
The third reason, save money. Walking is free. You don't have to pay for gas or bus tickets. It saves your money for other important things. Reason number 4, stay healthy. Walking is like exercise. It's good for your body and your heart. It helps you stay healthy and strong. When you walk a lot, you stay fit and maintain easier body weight or even drop body weight. And you feel good after walking. That's great, isn't it?
Reason number 5, reduce traffic. When more people walk, there are fewer cars on the road. That means less traffic and fewer problems for everyone. And finally, here is reason number 6, less noise. Cars and trucks can be noisy, and that can be annoying. When you walk, it's peaceful and quiet.
Bicycles are cool. If walking is too far, you can try using a bicycle. When you ride a bicycle, you don't need gasoline or diesel like cars do. That means no dirty air. Bicycles keep the air clean and fresh. If it is too far to go by bicycle, maybe it is a distance which you can do with an e-bike. Sometimes this is a good solution. It needs electricity, but still doesn't make the air dirty like a car does. This time, we give you 5 reasons why using a bike is cool.
First, save money. Bicycles don't need fuel, and they don't need bus tickets. They're like a free ride. You save your money for other fun things. Second, stay healthy. Riding a bicycle is like exercising. It's good for your body and your health. You'll feel strong and happy. Third, be faster. Sometimes, especially in the city, you are faster with your bicycle than with your car. You can go more direct routes and you don't have to search for a parking space.
Reason number 4, less traffic jams. When more people ride bikes, there are fewer cars on the road. That means fewer traffic jams and less stress for everyone. Reason number 5, no noise pollution. Cars can be noisy, but bicycles are quiet and peaceful. They don't make your ears hurt. That's really nice.
Buses, trams, and trains are green. Sometimes you need to go farther than you can walk or bike. That's when buses, trams, and trains are useful. They use less fuel per person compared to cars, and that's better for the environment.
With buses, trams, or trains, you save money. Using buses and trains can save you money because you don't have to buy gas or pay for parking. You can use that money for other things you enjoy. There will be also less traffic jams. When more people ride buses and trains, there are fewer cars on the road. That means fewer traffic jams and less stress for everyone.
Use different vehicles for your ways. For example, walk or cycle to the train station instead of taking the car and then take the train.
Share a ride. If you need a car, consider sharing it with others. This way, you reduce the number of cars on the road, and it's better for our planet. Carpooling is a good idea.
Less cars mean also less pollution. When you share a ride, there are fewer cars on the road. That's good news for the air because fewer cars mean less pollution. Sharing a ride keeps the air clean.
Save money. Sharing a car can save you money. You and your friends can all share the cost of petrol. You can use the saved money for other things you like. Less traffic jams. When more people share rides, there are fewer cars on the road. That means fewer traffic jams and less stress for everyone.
Use smaller or cleaner cars. Choose smaller vehicles that use less fuel and space. Choose cleaner vehicles that use less fossil fuels or more renewable energy, such as electric cars or hybrid cars. Be smart about your car. If you have a car, keep it in good shape. Regular maintenance helps it run better and pollute less.
Be a climate-friendly driver. Drive smoothly. When you drive, try to be gentle with the gas and brakes. Smooth driving uses less fuel and creates less pollution. Check your tire pressure. Make sure your car's tires are properly inflated. Low tire pressure can make your car use more gas. Keeping them filled up saves fuel.
Don't speed. Driving too fast uses more gas. So, slow down a bit and save money and you are more relaxed, while being kind to the earth. Use air conditioning wisely. Air conditioning uses more fuel. If it's not too hot, try opening the windows instead. Turn off your engine. If you're waiting for more than a minute, turn off your engine. Idling is a waste of fuel and a source of pollution.
Don't you go by airplane? What is the problem with airplanes? They create a big amount of gases and pollution. And the jet trails are a big part of the blanket, which covers the earth. This blanket makes the earth warmer. The worst flights are the short ones within Europe. Why? The plane needs lots of fuel for starting and landing. This means it produces lots of gases for only a short flight.
What can you do? If possible, try to take the train or a long-distance bus for distances within Europe. You can take a train or bus which takes you to your destination during the night. You save time and you can sleep. And you travel more eco-friendly. That is good for our Earth and for you and your children and grandchildren. Try to find out special offers. Sometimes it is really cheap.
We hope that you enjoyed this session. There are 3 more podcasts waiting for you. The next will inform you about the possibilities which you have in your household to save energy. It is just a click away.